Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That's right, let's get her going, folks.
It's a big old land.
What's on your mind is on the air. Your chance to tell us
happiness
what's on your mind. Simple as a phone call.
Hard work pays off.
855-200-1776.
To know that we've got it good.
Toll free or 701-271-1100.
Stars and stripes.
855-200-1776. Or locally at 271-1100. We're going to talk Trump today. The question of the day, what's on your mind, means you can call about anything, any topic, anything on your mind. Happy to have it on the program today. But the question of the day is something we'd like you to address, and that's about Trump. I'll get to that in a moment. Meanwhile, Kev, I'm thinking that here in the Heartland, where we've long since counted every ballot and vote and everything else, we could maybe round up some kindergarten classes and send them to California,
Arizona,
Nevada, and offer to have them count. What do you think? I'll call for kindergarten classes, and we'll go out there and we'll count for these states that can't count. 44%. In California, 44%.
Something's up. I don't know why it takes that long. Why should it take that long? Why have we gone to these big voting centers and these, you know, Carrie Lake made a great point in audio we played earlier about she's going to bring back the local districts. Much easier to keep track. Much easier to get, to follow the paper trail, to get back to paper ballots, to get rid of these machines.
You smell a rat.
I'm sorry. Are they that incompetent? I mean, these are the people that ensured that they're still in place in Maricopa County. There's still a lot of they're there. So it was all good last time and no problem, but somehow it all fell apart on the day on game day. You weren't prepared for game day, knowing how much everyone's eyes are on all of this. And to me, I don't know that anybody can, but then look at what's going on in the 1600 Pennsylvania. Incompetence is running rampant. Unbelievable.
All right. Mike Lindell is going to join us a little later on the program. We'll see if he agrees with that. Wall Street Journal editorial page today is ripping on Trump. Said he's led the Republican Party into one political fiasco after another. I still have a hard time wrapping my mind around Trump being to blame, but we heard a little bit of it yesterday in a number of circles, and it seems to be growing. So it's the question of the day. Is Trump help or hurt the Republican cause? That's my question. Does Trump help or hurt the Republican cause? You don't buy the Wall Street Journal's analysis, Kev? Do I hear a little skepticism in there?
Everybody's been talking about this. Every show I listen to, every stream I listen to, some of the Fox News stream when I come in.
It's a lot.
Overwhelmingly, the responses are that it's basically the question is Trump or Ron DeSantis. Overwhelmingly, I think the Fox Across America guy yesterday, Jimmy Failla, said it was like 30 to 5 for DeSantis. Here's the thing, in my humble opinion, I love Donald Trump's policies.
And by the way, that's a different question than we're asking on the air today.
Right.
We're asking, does Trump help or hurt?
To answer your question shortly, I think it's hurting. I think he hurts it now.
Not against him versus DeSantis, but go ahead.
But at this point, we love what he did. I love that he tore the nasty Band-Aid off the bullet wound of the swamp. We've gotten a lot of information and intel moving forward thanks to him. The policies he set forward were no doubt successful. Level playing field on trade, security, all of the things, energy independence, those all win. Those are the messages that win. The problem with him is the messenger. And I think people are past. Don't get me wrong. I love the guy's policy. I don't have any problem with who Donald Trump is personally because he's Donald Trump. That was never a problem for me. But I always went with, first of all, the alternative in 2016 was Hillary Clinton. No, thank you. Secondly, bull in the china shop kind of, let's let this guy loose and see what he can do. And I go back to, what do you got to lose? And he proved it right. He proved himself right that those are the policies that win. Going forward, that has to be coming out of the trumpet of every single Republican candidate, period. They need to be specific. Be specific about the plans. Not just a commitment to America and a few broad strokes. Be specific. Like Carrie Lake. Day one, going right down, files Title 10 invasion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think the base is going to buy your argument.
Trump's got to stay involved. Don't get me wrong. He's just not the candidate. Of course he's going to stay involved. He's got to be the endorser.
Kingmaker?
Absolutely. He's got to be the endorser, the rallier, the guy that's behind. Yes. This guy is going to fight like I do.
All right. A few more comments from our listeners here.
And I totally
today.
Agree. Trump is a fighter. I love his punchback.
You can call us at 271-1100, 855-200-1776, or text 237-1590. Texter says, there is a massive coordinated effort by both parties to keep Trump off the ballot in 2024. The GOP establishment is now promoting DeSantis. Something seems off.
So they're going to, Trump's still with this announcement next week. Something's up. They're playing chess. He's got to know that, too. And I've said it before. I just don't know that he wants to put his family through it all again. That he wants to put himself through it all again. Be the guy delivering the message. Be the guy endorsing whoever it's going to be.
I don't think.
I don't see him doing that.
I don't think he can.
That's what the vibe is. That's what the word is.
We'll find out.
I'm not alone with that.
We'll find out next week. Texas says he is not to blame, but easy for people to blame. Interesting take. Appreciate that. Trump has a role in reaching the base, says another listener here, but I feel he's too polarizing as a candidate. It's kind of your argument, Kevin. The main problem is the rhino leaders in our party who are picking and choosing winners by deciding who gets funding and who doesn't. I don't like that. I mean, imagine if Blake Masters would have had the backing of Mitch McConnell. This wouldn't be close right now. Mitch McConnell blew it. He blew it. I don't understand that one at all. Other listener says, Trump definitely hurt. Stay safe, everyone. Pull the plows off here in Napoleon areas. Wow. They pulled the plows. Yeah, not good. A few more waiting to go here by text, 701-237-1590. You can call us at 271-1100. To Moorhead we go, and Craig, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, where do you begin? I voted for him twice, and if he was the only option, I'd vote for him again. When he called McCain, what he did then, I didn't like that, but I still voted for him. Now we're using sanctimonious this guy has got to stop. Somebody take him aside, get Mike Lindell, or somebody that has his ear, and say, stop the nonsense. More people I run into hate this guy. And even the ones that like his policy can't stand his antics. And have you ever listened to his speeches for more than 5 minutes? I bet you haven't. He's not. I listened to a couple of them lately. When last week, it's the same damn speech over and over again, and he repeats himself over and over again. This has got to stop. His antics, and if he runs.
That's the thing. That's the thing, Craig. That's the side of it. The policy's all good. Policy's win, 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 win. You know, Ron DeSanctimonious, come on, man. You're throwing at your own hitter.
Yeah, no, I think everybody agreed that was not wise. Now, we cleaned it up the next day and got out there and supported him, but I hear what you're saying, Craig. I do. I'll ask a question along those lines of Mike Lindell when he joins us a little later
on. What's on your mind?
We'll do that. All right. Take a quick break. 701-271-1100 to weigh in. Kev's grabbing some calls right now. We'll do that, and we'll continue with more after a short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Question of the day. Trump, a force for good for the Republican cause?
Or not so good.
Or not so good. Because he hurts. Yeah. More after this.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself in a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Son. HATandSons.com is the website to find out more. They've been at this, you know, since 1908. Over 100 years of high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. Do a lot of work all across North Dakota, South Dakota. They have locations, commercial operations here in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot, as well as Bismarck. But they provide systems literally throughout the entire region, not just some of the home bases here, but North Dakota and South Dakota, Western Minnesota. Call them at 701-223-3393. Also indoor air quality experts, too. H.A. Thompson and Sons, online at hatandsons.com. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Line. Sandy, on the road. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Trump versus DeSantis and some of the other candidates. And it's amazing, you know, people ride a great horse until maybe they think the horse stumbles and then they quickly jump off. Trump is the candidate that's out there for the Republicans. There's a couple others. DeSantis, I think if Carrie Lake gets in, she could also be a candidate. But people, I think, when they listen to him, believe that they'll make really big change. But what's going on that we're not talking about is I don't think in a lot of these states like Pennsylvania, I didn't even include Minnesota, we've not changed how they do elections. And so I still think Nevada, Arizona, Carrie Lake's pointing that out, that they're still cheating. And Minnesota, I think, had drop boxes that you could drop your ballot off the day of the election, and you don't think that that's going to be an issue. And right now, you know, in Minnesota, we should be thinking not just nationally but locally. In Minnesota, now with the Democrats running the whole show, we might never see a Republican get elected again for a long, long time, because they are in control of elections. And so, I mean, there's no way Fetterman wins in Pennsylvania if you have fair elections there, you know, and you see what's going on in Nevada right now. There's a problem with the elections. And if the Republicans want to fix it, I don't care who's running in 2 years, they got to fix that. They didn't do it the last time. That's why we have the results that we have. So
great,
that's
point.
All I need to say, and thanks for letting me speak to that.
Drop boxes are awful.
Oh,
awful.
All of it. All of this. The counting machines weren't counting correctly, so we haven't recounted. We're taking them to other counting machines that we are sure is going to count them correctly.
The custody of the ballot is...
It's like an SNL skit.
Extremely important. Trump, a force for good or a force that hurts? Help or hurt? What does Trump do? Question of the day. 701-271-1100. Call us, 855-200-1776. Listeners weighing in also by text, 701-237-1590. I don't think Trump hurts the Republican cause as much as he hurts our chances of swaying non-Republican voters. That's a fair point and a distinction that's a little bit different, but same thing. We want to win, right? Does he help you win or not?
Oh, absolutely he helps you win. I don't think he wins as... someone brought up about in 2020 that Joe Biden's win was more about not wanting Trump anymore from the middle, from the independents, etc., and go with anything but. If that is the case, if that was a referendum on the man, Donald Trump, then I don't know how you can say that that's a good thing going, you know. And then look at a guy, be it Carrie Lake, be it whoever, Trump's got to be on board, absolutely. I mean, he's the guy. But I don't know that he's the guy or gal.
Another listener, maybe he's doing something wildly uncharacteristic and pulling himself back.
Could be.
Knowing that the torch will have to be passed at some time. We'll find that out next week.
Yeah.
Interesting point.
But that's the chess move that may be coming.
Texter says, hate the game, not the person. Another ploy to get Trump out of favor with the American people. Don't fall for it.
No. Yeah.
And that's kind of goes to what somebody else said earlier. So easy to sort of, you know, jump off a bandwagon onto another one.
Yeah, those people that Trump has fallen out of, they're already there. That's already, he's out of favor with who he's out of favor with.
You're not going to push anybody away.
No, that's already done. That's a done deal.
Another comment. Ironic that this conversation, the week before Trump announces, if he doesn't run and win, then the swamp wins, period. Trump, DeSantis, 2024.
Swamp doesn't win if Trump doesn't run. That's not, if whoever runs is going to run with an America First agenda, period. I mean, you're going to have to run on Trump's message and his policies. You're going to have to run on a secure border. You're going to have to run on fixing inflation and supply chain issues. You're going to have to run on crime and addressing the law enforcement. You're going to have to run on those things, and that's all America First stuff. So
let me get to these listeners.
You know what I'm saying?
Trump helps. If the GOP wants to beat Trump and his supporters, I am out. And hope he runs as an independent. If he hurts the party, they should have no problem with him running independently. Interesting. Be careful what you wish for. Another listener, the problem with the Republican Party is the old dinosaurs in leadership. They're no different than the Democrats. It's protect our system at all costs. All right? The majority of the text so far,
yep,
pro-Trump. 271-1100. Call us. 271-1100. Text us. 237-1590. Another listener, he has the next year to build a wider voting base, and the first thing he does is divide by going after DeSantis. That crap will continue because ensuring he personally doesn't have a challenger to his role in the Republican Party is more important than what your question asked being good for the party. He just can't help himself. You hear that comment a lot.
Tex says, if Trump endorses DeSantis, he helps. If he runs against, he will hurt.
So what does that mean? DeSantis needs to decide whether he...
Well, no, I don't know. If he runs against, or runs again, he will hurt. If Trump runs again, I'm guessing, that will hurt the effort.
Texture says establishment wins if Trump doesn't run. Majority of our techs so far in the camp of Donald Trump being more help than hurt.
So do you think that Trump's the only one that has that fight and the... I disagree with that. I mean, there's a number of people that have Donald Trump's fight in them that are younger, ready to go, that have just as, you know,
I will
look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'll go down the list of great people that have gotten in there in the last 2 years.
Having been to half a dozen Trump rallies, maybe more, there's nothing like Donald Trump when it comes to revving up a crowd.
Oh, absolutely. Have him at every rally on the campaign trail between now and then.
And drawing a crowd.
But absolutely.
But my point is, if he doesn't sign on to whoever the nominee is, you don't have that.
Correct.
You don't have that.
Yep.
And
he's got to.
I've been to a rally with DeSantis in Arizona, and I'm telling you, the difference between Donald Trump on the stage and Ron DeSantis is night and day.
But if he's there endorsing him, it's game over. If Trump doesn't want to do this anymore and doesn't want to put his family through it, this is going to be interesting, man. I'm telling you, get the popcorn, man, because this is awesome.
And we should know that next week. Questions should not be about Trump, says a listener. My opinion is elections are rigged. How can election integrity be secured? We're going to ask that question of the one and only Mike Lindell when we come back on the program.
You don't seriously think that election fraud is real, do you? Come on. I get him all the time.
He says, tongue firmly in cheek. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans were getting closer to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives early on Thursday, while control of the Senate hung in the balance 2 days after the midterm elections. Republicans had captured at least 210 House seats. 218 are needed for a majority. Orlando International Airport and theme parks in Florida were halting operations Wednesday because of inclement weather. In all, about 2,000 flights were canceled as former Hurricane 1 Nicole hit the eastern coast of Florida about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach and is weakening. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the
way to go, Luke Combs. Win Entertainer of the Year at CMAs last night.
Again. Yeah.
I love this guy. Some more hardware. Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome.
I don't have to deal with my future ex-mother-in-law anymore.
I love how other country artists root for other country artists, too. It isn't like a competition thing. It's like one big happy family.
You bet.
Pretty cool. The rain is picking up, by the way. I-29, looking at it right now, and going to get cooler, so this weather is going to be a challenge all day. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA today, where I can tell you got hamburger, hot dish, and hardwood, spaghetti and garlic bread, 12th Avenue and I-29, Salisbury Steak and MP Avenue, Stew and Glendon, Meatloaf on 45th, and Yulin, West Main Avenue, Valley City all have great home cook and grab and go convenience as well. Buy any size fountain pop, 79 cents today. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Michael Lindell in just a second here, but first let's squeeze Gus and Wapitan in here. Hey, Gus, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I think the best scenario for the whole conservative movement is to get DeSantis in under into the White House and then have him appoint Donald Trump as one of his czars, preferably the energy czar, to get this country moving again.
Wouldn't that be interesting, huh? Can you see Donald Trump working for somebody, though?
I tell you, if he really wants to contribute in the best way that he can, I believe that's at this point in time, I believe that's the best thing that he could do.
Yeah.
He's got to swallow a little bit of his pride. He's got to remember that it's, like they say, it's not the message, it's the messenger. It's what you say, it's not, or how the hell does that go? It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that's what rubs most people wrong. I don't think there's many people that would deny that everything that he has done and accomplished is not only incredible, but it's been for the country. It hasn't been self-centered and self-serving.
Yeah, he could be down to Mar-a-Lago by the pool, enjoying himself. Yeah, no question about it. Appreciate that call, Gus. Thank you very much, and call again. The one and only Mike Lindell back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm so happy the way everything's laying out here, turning out. It's amazing.
So explain that. Why are you, what are you seeing?
Well, here's what I'm seeing. Well, Kerry Lake and all them in Arizona, if it goes the way it should go, all three should win, Blake, Kerry, and Mark Fincham. And then we should have the other senator in Nevada win. That would give us the Senate, and we got the House. Now everyone says, well, Mike, we didn't get the big red wave. Well, you know what? If we would have got that, Scott, I believe the way things are that I've sat here and everyone has fought to get rid of these machines, which we lose our country. I'm telling everybody, if everybody didn't see this with all the problems and all the stuff, even in my home state of Minnesota, they took Scott Jensen's right with the machines. He was right in real time. He watched a 200,000 vote injection. So if there would have been a big red wave, you know how hard that would have been to convince people? We got to get rid of these machines. We got to go to paper ballots, hand counted. I know everyone's going, well, Mike, we would have rather had the red wave. Well, you know what? This isn't me. This is the way it's got to be, I believe, part of God's plan to get us where we need to get to. And that's paper ballots, hand counted. You don't have to look too far to look at Brazil and see they stole 5.1 million votes from Bolsonaro and President Bolsonaro. They're going to lose their country forever. The last country in South America to fall. And so I'm very happy. I was a little down at that 2 a.m, the night of the election, because it looked like they were going to do a complete steal of everything. And then they did. We overran the algorithms in at least 9 races and 3 more coming out of Arizona. And everybody should be, you know, going, wow, this is a big step towards getting to where we have to get to. No machines in our elections. That includes the computers and the voter rolls. That includes every single computer. Scott, do you know it wasn't just Arizona that made it worldwide because of the machine glitches in the morning that they're calling glitches, which they were. That was a blessing. 32 other states had that. We had people all over the country. People would go there. They said they'd already voted. We told them, turn your ballot into the sheriff, which they did. We've got a great now plan going forward here, starting with Pennsylvania. Everyone's going, oh, what, you know, poor Pennsylvania just got stolen. Everything got stolen there. Well, we have a great thing that we're going to be doing there in Pennsylvania next Monday. And we get the information next Monday. So there, I'm pretty excited.
You mentioned Scott Jensen and the race in Minnesota and a dump. Tell me more about what that's all about.
It was front loaded, and we're going to post all these. You can actually see them at if everyone downloads Frank's speech. I can't tell you that enough. Everybody's got to do that. A lot of the stuff's already out there of one of my cyber guys, Jeff O'Donnell's work. We were watching everything right out of the Edison Report. Everybody, just it all goes through New Jersey, and then it goes out to all the news. In real time. Well, we were using CNN speed, and they dumped right out of the gate. It was a front load for Waltz in Minnesota, and then they had the algorithm set. You can't overcome that. Now, how close would have been? That would have been close than I thought, but I believe that Scott would have won by about 20-some thousand votes. We're doing deeper dives on those, but right now, you know, we've had to. We were really watching the Senate ones. You watch in the Oz race with Fetterman. They injected 90,000 votes at least 5 times every time Oz caught him. And Doug Mastriano for governor of Pennsylvania, that was the biggest steal in the country for amount of votes they just dumped onto his opponent that they gave them because Doug won that. And Doug's not conceding. Everyone's going, he lost by so much. Doesn't matter. They wanted to make that one look so bad that we wouldn't even look into it. And I'm going to tell you, in Pennsylvania, everybody, we're going to go at a little different angle. I can give everybody a little clue on one part. Remember the 2020 election, they turned in their votes. They turned in their electors in Pennsylvania, and they had more votes than voters. There's a little law there. You can't have more votes than voters. Well, what a concept. I mean, it's against the Constitution to turn in your electors. Well, it looks like they did the same thing again because they needed to put so many phantom voters into both Oz's race and Doug Mastriano's. We believe they overshot by fake names by just tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. So we're going after that in court. It's going to be pretty amazing. So what I'm happy about, Scott, is there's a great mix of we got what we really needed to have, which is the House, and I believe we'll probably get the Senate the way the numbers are looking. That's left to count. People really listened to us when we said vote same day, and that was so important. You look at right now down in Arizona, we're waiting as they try and figure out how they're going to cheat now with the 500,000 votes left, and are about 400 now. And they're coming in about 75-25 with your Carrie Lakes and your Mark Finchams and your Blakes So that's they're going to overrun the algorithms as we speak.
Why does it take so long to count these ballots? What is going on there?
Well, you know what? When you push, you tell me. They said, it's going to take, we can only count 70,000 a day. Well, bring in more people. This is disgusting. France counts their whole election in about 2 hours. We're going to show, Scott, we've got, as I told everyone before this, we've got people in many, many states and counties where they're doing a hand count, and we're going to be filming it, hand count under camera, and show the country how easy it is and how the time, like almost like a time study, but here we're also doing an audit. So, and these are states you wouldn't think of that you're going, why are you bothering there? That one's as red as can be. Well, but those are the ones we have really easy access to now this time around that we didn't have before. You know, we had pushback by the Republicans, in the 2020. They were the biggest blockers. Horrible Robin Voss. I just got to say again, what a horrible politician and person he is in, state of Wisconsin. He did win. We tried to get Adam Steen. We tried to get one of the biggest blockers in history out of politics. And, Robin actually texted me at 2 a.m. gloating over his win. He's disgusting.
How does Florida do it so well?
Florida, I'm glad you said that, because Florida, they put in a lot of stuff. There's Defend Florida, .org or .com down there, I guess .org. And that group of people down there, they've been going 2 years now. They got a good friend of mine named Raj that runs it, and they went and they just said, hey, we need these laws changed. We need these put in. And then, Governor DeSantis and the Secretary of State and Attorney General, and they put in some good things in place. And one of the things, I don't know all the things they put in, but they got rid of, I believe, a lot of the nonsense of early voting. You vote for 2 months, the mail-in voting. And if you take away these things, their voter rolls are still dirty like every other state in the country, but they're not as bad as some others. So what they did there is I don't want anyone to get, that they're fine and they still have machines. They still have machines, but what happened was down there, there was very little that they could do because it's kind of, too steel down there. So by looking at Florida right now, you see DeSantis took Dade County, and that's been, I think, decades since a Republican took it.
Yeah.
That's what the country would look like with the current, footprint of the country where you have the high gas and fentanyl rolling in a normal state of mind. Take out that our country's in a hostile takeover with CCP and the Uniparty and deep state and globalists. If you take that out in a normal times, if this was normal times with this regime that's in there, or we'll call it a party, with all the bad things going on, every state would be just like Florida was in this election. Because it's kind of like, this is without any stealing. Well, there's some down there, but there wasn't as bad because of what they put in place. But now let me tell you, if every state went, let's just say every state went the way of Florida and did exactly the little things they put back in place and said, you can't break the law, you have to do this, and this, and since early voting and mail-in voting and all this stuff, if every state did that, then you know what they would do, Scott? They would just go, okay, we'll just steal it like we did in Brazil, where they have no paper, no early voting, it's same day voting, and they just switched it right in the machine. Ultimately we have to get rid of the computers, machines, and any electronic warning machine.
That can be done. All right, short break. Come back. We're going to talk a little bit about President Trump when we come back with our friend Mike Lindell. Of MyPillow. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The biggest bed sheet sale ever is underway right now at MyPillow. Never have they done something like this. The Giza Dream Sheet sets as low as $29.99 if you use the promo code Scott. You got to remember that, okay? This is valid for the entire month of November, so don't waste time. Get in there and get those Giza Dream Sheets while they last. Could sell out. Biggest bed sheet sale ever as low as $29.99 if and only if you use the promo code Scott. Remember that, MyPillow.com. Chat with Mike Lindell here for another segment on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, can I quick say something about the sheets? I want to tell everyone, you can get them now for Christmas gifts, and we're going to move the 60-day money-back guarantee all the way to March 1st of 23. So don't worry about getting them early. Get them early so you have them for your Christmas gifts. And I've extended that 60-day money-back guarantee. So many people go, well, Mike, you know, I want the money-back guarantee to start on Christmas. So there you go.
Yeah, good deal right there. MyPillow.com. But remember, the promo code Scott. And $29.99. Biggest bed sheet sale ever on those Giza Dream sheets.
As low as $29.99. That's the twin size. So it goes up from there.
I sleep on them every night on a king-size bed. They are. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. we've been hearing a little bit about Donald Trump after the derogatory comments towards Ron DeSantis of, you know, hey, why is he doing this? And some people even, you know, said that he was not a force for good in some of the races around the country. What do you make of this derogatory Trump talk?
Are you talking when you said the sanctimony or what was it? What was it again?
Yeah, the sanctimonious. Yeah, just, you know.
Well, the media asked me, and I haven't talked to him about it. But the media asked me, and I go, you know, I don't know. You know, so basically, I don't know either. But the only thing that I for myself, you know, with DeSantis, not just DeSantis, but all of the Republicans on the 2020 election. None of them really went and said, hey, let's look into these machines. But that's neither here nor there. For what he said, I don't know if it's that he, I don't know. Did he ever say the election wasn't stolen? I don't know. Or maybe he just never said nothing. I don't know what else because, you know, I guess I'm just like everybody else. I mean, and then I see that he did say he had more votes, you know, than, that was on his Truth feed where he said he has more votes than DeSantis got, and he got more in 2020, you know, stuff like that. I don't know, Scott, so I guess we'll find out. Time will tell.
I have one listener here that says Trump Lindell 2024. You want to be on the ticket with Donald Trump?
Well, I guess that's up to him. I'm open to anything on the national level that helps this country.
What do you think he does next week?
I believe he'll probably announce. He said it's a big announcement. What else could be bigger?
Yeah, and he's been basically saying this for some time, right?
Right, right. And the you know, back in the spring, you know, if there's many times. I mean, if he would have announced, I believe, and I've said this on your show before. I was worried that he would announce, and all these people, these patriots in our country that have working tirelessly on the ground, canvassing, and all kinds of things going on out there that a lot of them would have just stopped. When Donald Trump's coming back, it's going to save our country. But right now, this has been a huge effort. You know, he's been leading, you know, out there leading with his rallies and his voice out there, but so much got done to lead up to this amazing election. And anybody out there that doesn't realize this, what just happened this election, it was the efforts of hundreds of thousands of people and lawsuits and pressure and everything, because we didn't have the media. We didn't have the media. And to be able to get the word out, like voting same day, which our great President Trump, he put the word out, and he's every single rally, vote same day. We need to go to paper ballots and count it. You know, we got to get rid of the machines. But the same day voting really got out there, and that overrode the algorithms, or we'd be looking at a lot more races that have been taken, and then everyone would have went, now what are we going to do? Just like in 2020. But now it basically, even if it takes having the House, I believe we're going to get the Senate too, but just to kind of slow the destruction of our country. And now we have 2 years. It's like to get rid of the machines, get a whole new election set properly for the 2024 and lead the world. And here's how elections should be run. And then we'll see who all gets elected in 2024 and beyond.
So your point is the victories that came, which would be the House in Republican hands, the potential of the Senate still, and the positives that happened around the country on election night, you're saying Trump deserves credit for that.
A lot of the credit because there are things like the same day voting and communicating to the, you know, communicating out there. It was
being unafraid to say that and get out there and
be not afraid. And he never backed down. Just like I haven't backed down. So I haven't backed down. We're getting rid of these machines. I don't care what they do to me and how much money I have to spend. I'm never, ever backing down because we lose our country forever. We only get one shot at this. And what a miracle. I want to tell everybody the miracle that happened on the morning I woke up on election day. When I woke up and I heard
started hearing from, it wasn't Arizona first, I was hearing from other states about all these machine malfunctions. And then all of a sudden, Arizona blows up, it makes Fox News, it makes CNN, it makes news around the world, showing that these machines, even if you're not stealing on the back end, on the front end, they don't work. There's glitches and malfunctions everywhere.
And you
never use computers.
You've been saying that from the beginning. God bless you, Mike Lindell. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate you. Keep fighting.
Yeah, thanks, God.
The big election is over, and America will never be the same. Washington is changing, but the big media is also changing. The rise of Newsmax is making a big difference. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Every day and night, I tune into Newsmax for the real news I can trust. I watch Rob Schmidt every night. Rob asks the tough questions the media won't. There's also Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, Sean Spicer, and more. Even President Trump says Newsmax is really good. Next week, President Trump will make a really big announcement. Get the latest about Trump's big announcement. Just text the word rally to 39747. Rally to 39747. Find out the details of Trump's announcement and join Newsmax Trump list. Text rally to 39747. Rally 39747. And remember, millions are switching to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. You'll love it.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.